Okay. Fifth parak of Gittin, Mishnah Gimel. A person who owes money, so if he has property in his possession, the one who the money is owed to can collect it. Not only that, but in the circumstances, there's a lien on the property, and even if somebody bought the property of the one who owes the money after he owed the money, so there's, since he bought a property with a lien on it, the one who the money is owed to can collect from these people who bought the property. Now we're giving a list of things that we do not take, the lien does not take effect on these type of loans or money that is owned. Ein motzim lachilas peiros. What is this? We do not collect a lien on a property for achilas peiros. What's achilas peiros talking about? So the Gemara says, a person stole a field and he sold it to somebody else, and the person that bought it planted it, and fruit grew on that field. Now, after all this happens, the one who was stolen from comes, and he says, this is my field, you have to give me back the field. So the guy says, I want to give you back the field, but what about the payers? I work the lands. So halacha is, lamaisa, that the one who was nigza, the one who was stolen from, has the right to collect the field with the payers, and he pays the one who bought the land only for the expenses he had to produce his payers. In other words, the land belongs to the nigzel. The fruit that grew on the land also belongs to the nigzel. I, the guy who bought it from the gazlan, he invested money into planting and whatever he put, taking care of the plants so they should produce fruit. For his expenses, he gets paid, but everything else goes to the nigzel. After that, the one who is nigzel, he paid for this property and he paid to the ganav. He goes to the ganav and he tells him, I want my money back. And he's entitled not only to get his money back, but he's also entitled to get the value of the fruit that were produced on the land back also. So the halacha is that the value of the property itself, if the gazlan doesn't have money to pay him back, but he has a field he sold to somebody else, so the one who bought from the gazlan now could exercise his lien on the gazlan and collect from properties that the gazlan sold to somebody else. Because when he bought it from the gazlan, he bought it with achrayus, with understanding that if it would be eventually found to be stolen property, the gazlan would reimburse him either with his own money or property that he had that was sold. So the lien can be exercised only on up to the value of the property itself, but not to the for the extra payers that were on the land. Ulishvach karkois. The same thing if they weren't payers, but there's some other type of investment that was put into the land and went up in property, and now the nigzel is the one who bought the property is collecting from the ganav. Also, once again, he's entitled to get back the value that he paid for the land from property that has a lien on it, but not from the extra added value that he could collect from the ganav himself. But not, there's no, the lien does not take effect on that. Another thing a lien does not take effect on is the mazon ishav abonus. A person who divorced his wife or he died, she's entitled to get fed from his estate. She's an almona. And there's a condition also that the daughters also are entitled to also to mezoinus, food for money for food until they get married. So this money also can be collected from the yoshim, from the ones who inherited the money of this deceased husband. But if property was sold, they cannot exercise the lien, such a thing. These are things that don't have a specific amount. So since it's not clear how much, if you borrow $100, then you know there's a lien for $100. The mazon of the almona and the shemus is a very unclear amount. Therefore, there's no lien on the property. This is a tikkun olam. This is a tikkun olam. The Chazal made this tikkun olam that, like we said, the lien should not take effect on it. Like, of course, it doesn't have a specific amount. And people will be afraid to buy properties because they don't know how much mezayis it'll be. A mitzi mitzia lo yishavim pnei tikkun olam. A person who found a mitzia and he gave it back to the Bailim, and the Bailim say that, oh, you didn't give me back the whole thing. You kept having it for yourself. There's a tikkun olam that the one who found does not have to swear. Why does he have to swear? Because Chazal says he's doing a taifa to be meshav aveda. You can't put shuas on him. That will stop people from wanting to return avedas.